forever be you. But my life is your gift, it's just a redo. You told me to do better. I'm supposed to be way better than you. Hold a candle to you, never. But the fam I'm trying to shelter for you. Can't you see I'm only human? I'm not a superhero like you. And I don't know what I'm doing. Don't know how to create miracles like you.
Was hereditary. My father's father was a terrible man. My father's legendary. Italian Rolling Stone cover 1999 edition February. You made a lot of noise, oddly enough, as a child. I had selective hearing. I hear him now, though I'll let him steer me in a new direction. I'm in the phase of replicating his life, yet I made a few corrections. Dialed it back a bit, he was too aggressive. Lost my mom over it, and that's a true confession. The dude's complexions could fit a room. No room for elephants in it. Abused the youth, no selling it different. I used to view him embellishing in it, but nah. Fly, does he get a man? Manage his temper and handle the pressure of being on antidepressants while watching my auntie's depression. I mean, his band's name was Prozac. Gave it his heart, reported out, and made platinum records. Now tell me that isn't legend. Every summer I toured with him. He took me to see the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican, Juventus games, or the canals that's in Venice, just to show me around. Can't forget it. Lovely summers. Had to leave, though ironically, shit was a motherfucker. Back to another country in the north while drowning in his southern comfort. And other substances while mama hollered, come for supper. But I wasn't hungry, obviously. Processing this whole thing with pop, stressing over these thoughts entered inside me. God, is this some type of confession? I hope my pops finds calmness one day in the song to be prophetic.
It's like 12 open mics of hopeless notes. I write for show, my folks you like. Soon as the flow get nice, the poltergeist that scare MCs. My prototype forever read. My share of D's and RIPs. You know my type of style, it's like my everything. Apparently my appetites, they famished. Bite no hint that feed the culture. Vulture die and bleed. Focus, hold his thoughts and dreams. Control his pen.
Look over your shoulder.
Boldest lines and rhymes and things. Devote my time and mind. It seems I'm posed to shine. Remind them king. Provoke the blind and bomb the fiends. The pros, the cons, the diamond rings. I vote with time, but I'ma bring the soul divine and cross between. Wing for shores and mines, the gold, the green, the roof, the show just what it means. To grab your cord and ride the wind and fly before my vocals. Scream! For hip hop, look at my Ziploc bag full of goodies. You Chris Rock, hit the pookie and pit stops. It's poop socks, baby. You a hell of a drug. Just look over your shoulders when they fuck you over. It's love, I know ya.
Over your shoulder, get me. Cause I done bodied the game to the point niggas scared to rap with me.
rap kept burning to the anointing me, one of the kings of black history.
And yes, I see the game was a little different, niggas lack simply.
Them bars and I spit them like darts till they puncture your kidney. You trash, and it don't matter how much you gon' try to convince me.
You gon' make my gun cock and talk on the way, yeah.
I am the Buddha, the Alibaba, the believer of Mecca. So pristine, the dice roll from under my sleeve when I shake them. So rude, I'm so ice cold, but I'm what you need to just wake them. All them crowns and medals on the wall waiting for me to just take them. When I arrive, my theme music got a pound to it. And when I leave, even my shadow got a sound to it. Cause I'm the god of the heart of the martyr, the father. I spit a saliva that's leaking the lava, completing the saga while meeting and greeting and beating you niggas completely cocker. Extremely barking a nigga, you see me, you deeply carve up a nigga. Believe me, graffiti your armor, you heebie, you GB, bikini your brother.
You guinea pig.
Now give me this order, but treat me, you greet me, you meet me with arms up. So sweet when I speak heavily, it was deep, I was sleeping on the guards up. Upholding the fundamentals, while most of you boast a rental. Focus on what's most essential, spit bars to provoke your mental. Do I have your entendimiento? While I clap these raps like thunders, look over your shoulder, boy, and wonder.
Motherfucking human iPod out this motherfucker, okay?
I feel like Bronny James, people hoping that I fail, but I'll be okay, why they want you down bad, call the IDK, I've been giving them the axe like the body spray, put the family on my back, fuck what I just say, hate me or love me, I'm in my living room comfy, I'm really doing shit, you talking out your neck on an iPhone, crazy is funny how all y'all people gonna love me when I start putting up 20 to love, faker than rhinestones, win or lose, know I'm in the game and you up in the stands, hating from the bleachers, stretching over a couple of bands, I'm in the league. You could have made a hit, but you fucked up your chance. Envy in your eyes, cause you see that they subbing me in. Legacy strong, you want a snippet of whatever we on. You getting tackled if you stepped to me wrong. You mediocre, but you meant to be more. Keep on working on your form. I hear him saying blah, blah, blah. Keep it coming long as you ain't on that rah, rah, rah. All my shooters got the greens and that gah, gah, gah. Coming at your head when I hear you on that blah, blah, blah. That blah, blah, blah. Still ain't on that blah, blah, blah. Keep it coming long as you ain't on that rah, rah, rah. All my shooters got the greens and that gah, gah, gah. Coming at your head when I hear him on that blah, blah, blah. On that blah, blah, blah.
Everything they talk inconsequential. They really got no potential. My mental is on one. Better get back, boy, you on one. Pick up the NPC and let me be free. As a youngin', you full of envy, but that just wasn't me. Let it be, I see the way you looking at me. All I hear is BLAH when you in my vicinity. Just an entity trying to do the best that I can. I'm just a man, used to have a plan. But that shit don't mean nothing, cause it get crumbled in the end. So I pretend that we in control. I'm just riding this motherfucker through the highs and the lows. Ready to throw out all the obvious flows. Shit is current, you might miss it if you weren't ready to hear it, homie. Used to irk me when they talking, but they don't really know me. Why you acting lowly? All you do is whine, but I'm more Kenobi. Sipping Yamazaki at dinner with wifey, eating A5 Kobe. Me and my tribe like Fife, Tip, Ali, and Jerome.
I hear him saying blah, blah, blah. Keep it coming long as you ain't on that rah, rah, rah. All my shooters got the greens and that gah, gah, gah. Coming at your head when I hear you on that blah, blah, blah. That blah, blah, blah. Still ain't on that blah, blah, blah. Keep it coming long as you ain't on that rah, rah, rah. All my shooters got the greens and that gah, gah, gah. Coming at your head when I hear him on that blah, blah, blah. On that blah, blah, blah.
Peace, family. How y'all doing right now? You in the building. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz. Boom, 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 boom. Playing nothing but the hottest hits from the old school to the new school and everything in between. Y'all know what I mean? We got Junk on this scene.
What up?
How you feeling, family?
I'm feeling great. This is a really dope interview that you guys are doing, man. Great questions. I like chopping it up with you guys, man.
Yo, man, I appreciate you.
I like what you guys are doing. This is dope. Real hip-hop. Knowledge, you know?
Straight up, man. That's what it is, bro. It's about higher consciousness, man, tapping in and you know, stimulating the mind, right? And so, you know, that's what we're striving to do is build culture, build community, right? Because,
you know, like we was talking about before, there's a lot of individualism, man. And if we work together as a collective, we can achieve more. You know what I'm saying? So,
so true, man.
I wanna take it back to actually no. So how was your experience with collaborating with Caskey?
Oh, Caskey, yeah, that was. Yeah, man, that's crazy. Individually, speaking of individualism, I was getting tattooed by my homie News, Tattoos by News.
Okay.
And he was doing this web series where he like tattoos artists and then asks them questions after the tattoo's done, you know, what inspires them, blah, 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 whatever the artist may be, not just rappers. Mm-hmm. But one of the questions he asked me after getting tattooed was if there's anybody that you could work with, who would it be? And I obviously said, well, man, I got my list is big, but they're like mega stars, right? So I said something that I figured could be within the realm of, you know, obtaining. So I said, Caskey. I would love to work with Caskey. I've been rocking with Caskey for years, bro, since his Transient Classic mixtapes. Mm-hmm. So he was hella young before he had all the tats. Mm-hmm. So I said that, whatever, didn't think anything of it. 2 weeks later, this guy calls me. My boy News, because he moved to Florida to open up a tattoo shop there, and he met like one of Caskey's really close friends or something, and said, "Hey, yo, I talked to one of Caskey's close friends, blah blah blah. You need to fly down here. He's willing. He wants to do music with you in a studio here in Florida. Can you come down here?" I was like, "What?" So just, you know, I was circling back on all the things we were talking about. Just be humble, be ready, and like it just worked, man. Power. And I hate people that always say, oh, we got to manifest things, but they're just sitting on a couch and watching TV. It's like, yeah, you do, but you also have to make it. You have to also have to work on the possibility that manifestation comes from actual effort, you know? So I put in the effort, but I put it out in the universe, and the universe heard me and was like, yo, I guess you're ready to be repaid for what you wanted. And yeah, I was in Florida like a month later, and we made this song together on the spot in a studio in Jacksonville, Florida. And then, yeah, no, that was crazy. Such a dope dude. Caskey's an amazing artist, super, super fire. And we got a video out too. I flew down like 6 months later to do. He's like, yo, this song's too fire. We got to do a video. So I flew down again and shot it in Palm Coast. Yeah, like close to Orlando. And the video is fire, shot by DTG and Real Wolf. Super dope. You can look it up. It's called Two Sides. It's out.
Two Sides.
Yeah, but yo, Caskey's amazing. Mm-hmm. Check out his music. And he's on the same vibe that we're on right now, bro. He just wants to help artists. Mm-hmm. He's all about the art. He rolls up dolo, bro. Like, literally no one with him. He was super friendly. He was asking everybody, listening to people's combos. And, yeah, very hospitable man. And shout out to Caskey, bro. Yeah, he's a real one.
Did he mention? Because I when I first heard about him, it was at, I think, Birdman had signed.
Yeah, no, he was Cash Money. He was Cash Money. Yeah, right? Yeah. He had a couple joint. He had a couple projects under, like, maybe three or four projects under Cash Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, Birdman, like, made him, kind of blew him up a little bit, you know what I mean? So, shout out to Cash Money, too, which was crazy, because I always liked Cash Money records, and then was this crazy white boy from Florida just murdering it. It was fire, bro.
Yo, man, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. My man, Cahill, played me a Caskey joint, and it was, like, some straight revolution. Oh, I think it was, like, you got guns, we got guns, too. I was like, man, this is some revolution.
Yeah, and they really have guns down in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Florida,
it was
man.
Crazy. Full of choppers everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen that. That was a few years ago, right?
The video?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah, that was... That song actually came out on the No Water in Hell album in 2023, but we made the song in, like, early 2022 or mid-2022 end video and then released it in 2023, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it's, like, 2 years old now, pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, man. No, man, you're doing your thing, bro.
Thank you, man.
So let's get into this, you know, the... Oh, man. Gallery of Saints. Come on,
hey,
man.
Gallery of Saints, let's go.
Come on, man.
November 28th, Fortune Sound Club, Gallery of Saints album release party. We'll get into that later, but... Yo, Gallery of Saints is...
So, paint the picture for the listener right now how this concept conceptualized and became actual. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about it. Let's hear it, man.
Thank you for the question. I appreciate that, bro, because it's important. Because the music is important, but how we created it, I think, will give you more perspective. So, like... Messiah and I, we used to butt heads in the Vancouver scene, kind of. We just never crossed each other's paths. We didn't want to. We purposely avoided each other, kind of thing. You know, just young, arrogant. Though what I was talking about earlier, just like ego stuff. Mm-hmm. And but he was a super talented dude. He used to go by Kai Skywalker. Mm-hmm. Had some crazy records out and was doing his own thing with his team. And I was doing mine with mine. And then somehow in 2019, me and IR Evan, we went to Atlanta to A3C Festival down there. It was like a music conference, and we stayed down there for a week. We really connected, made music, networked. And when we came back, he was like, IR Evan, that's Messiah's brother. That's his blood brother. So he's like, yo, you guys really need to, like, and Messiah could see from afar, okay, Junk's working with my brother. He's at his studio. He's doing, oh, maybe it's all good. Like, let's reintroduce ourselves. So yeah. I ended up going to IR Evan's garage, meeting Messiah there for the first time as just two people that wanted to actually interact with one another.
Yeah.
Chopped it up for half hour, 45 minutes, and within the first, like, hour, we made our Do or Die record. In about an hour's time, he had the hooks. We made the beat on the spot. Bobby Clark made the beat. He was there in the studio.
Shout out to Bobby.
Shout out to Bobby. And I laced my verses right after on it, and we dropped it like 6 months later, and that song's got like 3 million streams, and it's one of my most successful songs like on streaming platforms. Became kind of a underground Canada like inspirational cult classic. And they love it when we rock it live or when I do a Dolo live. And so that song in 2019 kind of just brought, oh, we make music together. We like each other. We're on the same vibe. Yeah. This is cool. Like, we didn't like each other kind of before. Now we like each other. It's like, wow, all right, we put that weird ego stuff aside and made it a beautiful record, ironically called Do or Die, which is kind of about, you know, it's seize the moment, carpe diem, seize the opportunity in the moment. It's now or never type thing. And we did that, and then COVID came, so everything slowed down, but I was making a lot of records with his brother still, and so he was around, and we talked, and we became, before the music, we became really close friends, you know, we actually understood each other on, like, man-to-man level, and I think we weren't able to make this album without becoming friends on a man-to-man level, like, really understanding each other, where we come from, and our background, so we started dabbling and making a couple more records, and then we started kicking it hella in 2023, and we just started having, we'd go play basketball for 4 or 5 hours, he'd be burning them down, and we'd have crazy 2, 3, 4 hour conversations outside, and then, yo, these conversations we just had, let's take these to the studio. So we go to the studio at the back end with no lyrics, no beat, nothing, and there'd be producers there, or we have some beats stashed away, and we play them and say, look, this beat, I think it caters to the mood of the convo we were just having, and the convo we were just having was about William Shakespeare, because we were talking about screenplays or writers or misunderstood poets and philanthropists, or how people like Kanye, well, we'd have a conversation, a 10-hour conversation about Kanye West and how he's such a polarizing figure, where he's like a misunderstood genius, and how he must feel as a human, you know, as opposed to just how the popular, how the eyes see him, how like pop culture looks at him through a different lens. So all these conversations, super deep, and we just, we'd have a convo for 5 hours, go to the studio, write the song on the spot, 20, 30 minutes, record it, mix it, and we'd have a record. And it just became rinse and repeat, and every time we kicked it, it was convos, and then we'd lace a beat and just talk about everything we just had a conversation about through lyrical form. And that's how these records became to be. It was deep philosophical convos, kind of like we're having too, even off air, you know what I mean? Just about harnessing the moment and the energy of the conversation and then turning it into music. And that's why all this music on this Gallery of Saints album is so heartfelt, because it was really what we were feeling at that moment. It's, we talked about it for so much, and then we just rhymed about it or wrote some melodies to it. And yeah, that's why I think it's my most perfect body of work for that reason, you know? It's made on the spot, discussed about on the spot. And the beautiful thing is, you don't have that liberty to do that. When you go to a studio, here's my money, you got 4 hours, you better work. Yeah. It was like we had a studio at our disposal where we didn't have to worry about money. It was, we ran it. So we could just sit there for 10 hours, talk, and then record for an hour. But that 10 hours of talking was part of the session.
That was all part of the, was part of the conjuring.
Yes, man. So that's what it was, bro. And then it became educational for us. And we're digging deeper into these people's souls and histories. Haile Selassie, like I've always, you know, because I listen to a lot of reggae music, I just told you off air. So Haile Selassie is a huge brought up figure in that music, you know what I mean? So you always hear, and I knew loosely what he was, but really did a deep dive on him while making this song, and I was just blown away, like, wow. So it was informational for me as well, not just for the listener. So hopefully now the listeners can also do the research, or learn about these characters that people maybe don't know so much about. But
Haile Selassie, man.
Yeah, I bro. Mean,
come on.
No.
Man. The Lost
crazy.
The Last Tribe of Judah, man. Like, yo.
Wild, bro.
You
wild.
Know what I mean?
Wild.
And
he's been to Vancouver, too.
Which Pardon?
Is, he's been to Vancouver.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. No, we did a crazy deep dive. Like, talked to so many people about this. Yeah.
Selassie, I mean, yeah, man. Selassie was one of the mans, man. Like, you know, they couldn't really mess with Selassie, you know what I mean? And because, you know, they was looking for the Ark. They're looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
Can't find that one.
Still can't find it.
Well, they know where it is. We know where it is.
You just can't touch it. You can't touch it. You know, so like I've been telling you, man, like my favorite joint on that right now.
That's crazy.
Terry Fox,
that's
man.
So crazy that you
Terry
picked that
Fox
one.
Is crazy, man.
That's wild that you picked that. I love that. I love that.
It's bro. It's like.
Thank
like,
you.
Although, like, did you have somebody? Did you have a female here? Pound.
Oh,
did
sorry.
You have a female sing that part, or was that like just
that
like,
was a sample? That yeah. was a sample from Hearst Beats from Toronto. Shout out to Bishop Brigante. That's his like. Little producer homie that he Bishop protege Brigante. Bishop Brigante's homie producer. Uh-huh. So young kid, really young kid, and Bishop hit me up. He's like, bro, I see you working all the time. Like, if you need some production or whatever, holler at me. Before he started going through his, you know, cancer dilemma that he's been fighting through, and I think mm-hmm. he's gonna make it because he's a strong soldier. But mm-hmm. yeah, anyways, Bishop Brigante hit me up. Let's work in any capacity, and he sent me this this producer who was cooking some heater beats. He's like 20 or something like that, 19 when he made them, and that was one of the beats. But that sample was on there, like the singing was on
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
we actually went and sampled Terry Fox
yeah.
interviews and put them on there, but the singing was actually in the beat.
I thought that was so creative, man. Yeah. Yeah. For the first time,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
see, because he didn't know he was producing
crime,
some
you know
Terry
I mean?
Fox. He didn't know it was Terry Fox. He sent us a beat. I don't know what it was called. But that sample was like, man, this fits so well with what we want to say on this. So, yeah, it was just, again, it was all capturing the moment, hearing the beats. Like, bro, the combo we had with that sample, bam, 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 done. You know what I mean? That's, mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me, like, tell the listener, like, why that order? Why the order?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? Why would John, why start with John and then it ends with Denzel, right?
Yeah.
So talk about the order.
That's cool. I've never talked about the order. I mean, I don't even know how to talk about the order. I mean, we really sat down and listened to the record in so many different, I think every variation you could, but it was more so tapping. I mean, we started with John Gotti because we're just rapping on that one, rapping hard. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what people want to hear. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
these guys are together making an album. Let's hear them rap.
Yeah.
Right off the rip, let's give it to them. Long, crazy. We got like 44 bar verses or something, and we mimic each other's patterns, and like it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just an aggressive rap joint
mm-hmm.
with a big, it was a bit thematic, operatic, like opera kind of
mm-hmm.
samples in there.
Mm-hmm.
So just to bring you into the, you know, it was an ominous, godly gallery of saints type of like
Yo, I'm seeing
personification,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm
like, okay, well, how do we personify us off the rip? Boom.
Yeah, yeah,
ah,
yeah.
church, godly cathedral, hard body bars, hard
yeah.
body bars. And yeah, so, and then I think we just did that approach after every Griselda Blanco. Let's give them some more rap stuff,
uh-huh.
but a little more new age, back and forth, crazy.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't just concepts. It was like vibes and sonics and how they sounded. Then it's Mathers Carter and
mm-hmm.
Kanye West, Holly, and then Naomi Campbell. So
mm-hmm.
experimental, hard, and just, yeah, we just kind of wanted it to be wavy all the way through. You know what I mean? Not just like hard, aggressive rap at the beginning and then mellow stuff in the middle. Like a lot of people do that. They have like
yep.
phases on their record.
Yep.
We just wanted to go from every song has its own kind of meaning and it ties into the next one. So it was the lyrics and the sonics and the concepts. We took all those into consideration and that made the track list basically. So
what, and so why Naomi Campbell? Like I'm curious like that, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, yo, what conversation were you guys
Bro,
having about that?
I honestly think it was he's got three daughters, right?
Yep.
Messiah's got three daughters and
yep.
You know, three black daughters, and we were talking about, he's talking about, you know, being a father, raising three black daughters and what it means and how it's different to having, you know, some white daughters or whatever. It's just
mm-hmm.
People look at you different, people treat you different, all these conversations we're having, hella deep shit, right? And then, it turned into what it takes to succeed as a woman, you know what I mean? As a black woman, and what do you have to do, and you have to do more. And he's dropping all this crazy knowledge on me, and I'm just listening, and, you know, and obviously then we use people like also Serena Williams and Naomi Campbell, just to Cleopatra, all these people that are like iconic figures, but then we're thinking about them. It's like all these things pertain to them too, you know what I mean? Or I'm sure they felt it, their families felt it, and what it means to actually have to do what maybe someone else is handed to, and they have to work extra hard. Even Griselda Blanco, like, that song's not about glorifying selling, you know, keys. It's about what a woman in her position has to do to get out of where she's at. And sometimes you got to be even crazier as a woman, just as a woman alone. Yeah. It's a man's world, so you got to work so much harder to be a boss.
They ain't call her the Black Widow for no reason.
Yo, you know, so that was kind of the concept behind all those records, bro. It's like you have to just have really thick skin and just not be tempted by the temptations. Mm. You know, and it was these kind of conversations. They were really profound combos that I learned so much from too on these combos. Like, I did a lot of listening, man, and it was had a really profound effect on how I view the world too. So I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, these are important conversations for me to have, you know? And like Brittany Griner, I seen some people be like, how is this white guy gonna talk as from the perspective of a black lesbian basketball player woman, you know? And I'm like, I mean, first of all, we're doing art. Like, you know what I mean? How can a director talk about killing people when he never has? It's like, it's exactly that. It's a perspective. I'm putting myself in that shoes and trying to learn and analyze from a different perspective, which is beauty in that, you know what I mean? Whether there's truth in it or not, it's like, it's me trying to understand other people, other sexes. It's, yeah, man, it was really informational for me, the whole record, bro. That's how all these records came about. Profound talks. And yeah, Naomi Campbell, I mean, to be honest, bro, Gallery of Saints, we could do 5,000 records. There's so many interesting people out there, you know? And
yo, man,
and I wouldn't
like
dead that.
That.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
There's so many people that are interesting, you know? Like,
are you guys going to submit it for a Juno?
We did.
Yeah,
we did single of the year and rap album of the year too.
Yeah.
So hopefully even a nomination is cool, you know? It's hard because it's a hard industry. You got to really be with the industry and rub shoulders with the right people and whatnot. But I think this record, it has good metrics because they look at numbers, obviously, but it has really good metrics. And but conceptually, like, this record, why wouldn't you want this to be?
I'm telling you,
in
bro.
Your plethora of
I'm
nominations.
Telling you,
like,
man.
It's yeah, man, I'm shocked that I tried so hard to pitch this. Not one blog got back to me, bro. Mm. I pitched this to, I can't even count how many blogs. CBC, nothing. No one. I was like, man, this is, we put so much effort and thought into this record, and it's such a, like, educational tool, you know? It's not me just on some rah-rah, which I also love that music, and I got those joints too. But yeah, I was actually shocked that we haven't got, like, more almost mainstream kind of, like, love or some attention. But maybe that's my own fault for not, you know, pushing it hard enough or something. But yeah, but hopefully we get a Juno nom, so.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, bro. What's
that?
It's like it's. You know what? I kind of look. I see it in comparison.
Yeah. Okay.
I see it in comparison. Did you all right over there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Okay.
Communication breakdown. I don't even know what happened, but I'm laughing.
Inside, okay.
Word.
But yo, it's kind of like, you know, when I saw the concept, I was like, man, it kind of reminds me, like, y'all went in on a whole project where it was like, yeah, you know, Kendrick kind of did that a little bit, you know, with that video where he plays Will Smith, OJ.
Yeah, I see it. Great video, dope.
Right? It's dope, right? But for you guys to go through a whole project like that, I mean, yo, man, honestly, those who can respect the creativity aspect
That's
of it,
what it is.
They're going to mess with it, man.
Thank you, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, MCing is an art, just like Picasso, you know what I mean? Whoever, Michelangelo, whoever, right? Anybody who's painting, right? Like, anybody,
facts,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
MCing is that, because we're painting pictures in your mind. You know what I'm saying? You don't even need no artwork. You don't need physical artwork. We listen to the words, man, and your imagination will take you there.
Art decorates,
you know what I'm saying?
Buildings. Music decorates time, you know?
Ooh.
not my quote, but I'll. but I yeah, it's a good one.
So top five, dead or alive.
Wow, you're gonna do that?
Oh yeah,
we that's did. Terrible. You're terrible. That, what a segue.
Look. Whoa. I mean, look.
Top five, dead or alive?
Look, man.
Dead or alive?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
See, I have a top five all time. I have a top five current.
Okay.
I got a top five groups, but like they're interchangeable. But okay, top five, dead or alive?
Yo, I like that though. I